Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you were listening to the show a little earlier, Shane Beattie was with me, as he is every Friday afternoon, with the regional roundup, the stories that are in the papers, maybe in the middle of the paper or the back page, that just didn't quite make the national headlines this week. And he had a little surprise story for me today about Sarah Love. She's the lady behind the Girl Drinks Guinness Instagram page, and she's visited 400 pubs to find the best pint of Guinness. And I got quite a shock on air today when I found out which bar topped the list, because not only was it one Irish pub in Dublin that made the top five, but shamelessly, it was actually our own family business. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Good, how are you? I believe it's the Railway Bar in Bundoran that topped your list.
It's the best, absolutely.
How do you, when you go around different bars and premises and hotels to find the best pint of Guinness, what are you looking for?
Well, it, usually it's what it looks like. For me, like the initial look of it, I'm thinking, oh, that's going to be good, that's going to be bad. But then it's the flavour. Like the Railway Bar is one that just has everything. It just tastes like creamy, coffee, chocolate, everything. It's just the tastiest thing.
So the good one. So in the first instance, you give it marks for how it looks poured in the glass.
Yeah, I mean, if it looks good, then it usually tastes good. Usually. However, if it looks bad, then I'm thinking, yeah, there's something not quite right. So now initially, I think the first look is everything. But then my overall score is based on how it tastes.
What about the glass? Does that matter, what glass it's served in?
I think so. Because it settles differently. Because obviously the tulip glasses that you have over in Ireland, they've only just been reintroduced back in the UK. So everything was slightly different over here. So I think that's, again, helped everything taste better. I think, anyway.
Does the price come into it?
No, not at all.
And I'm sure you've probably paid a pretty penny, you know, to taste pints of Guinness in 400-odd pubs.
Yeah, I mean, they can range drastically in price, but it doesn't come into it at all. And I'm a bit scared to add it up, so I tend not to.
Yeah, so it's purely down to the taste of the pint for you when you're surveying.
Yeah, absolutely. Taste. And I think if it tastes good, then it's been poured well, it's been cared for. And I think that just, it says a lot about the pub in general itself.
You've travelled about 16,000 kilometres, is that right? Looking for the best pint?
Yep, I'm on my way to Norway just now. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
And do people recommend places for you to try?
I do ask. I do. A lot of times I've got places in mind, but I do sometimes get anywhere between 40, 50 different recommendations a day.
Wow.
So I have a huge list, huge.
So people who are maybe a regular in a certain pub, they get in touch with you if they like the Guinness and they say, Sarah, you should check out this place in Galway or Norway or wherever it is.
Absolutely. Wow. I mean, they're not always right. Absolutely. In my opinion, I think, oh my God, why have you sent me here? But then sometimes I'm very surprised, very surprised.
Mulligan's in Manchester, that was in your fifth position. The Brazen Head in Glasgow in Scotland in fourth. The Garrick in Belfast came in third position. Is it Bittles Bar also in Belfast?
Bittles Bar in Belfast.
They came second, yeah. Well, I can tell you, my mum and sister will be absolutely thrilled today to hear that they've topped your list at number one position.
Yeah, they're great. Like they just made me feel so welcome. Like everything about them. They made me a little care package, which I definitely needed the day after I was in the
Jeez, I never got that.
So nice.
Brilliant.
Oh, they were lovely.
Well, listen, I'm delighted to hear it, Sarah. Thanks a million for joining us today on the show. Yeah, I have to say, absolutely delighted to hear that. That's Sarah Love, who runs the Girl Drinks Guinness Instagram page. You can get her there if you've any other recommendations.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.